Are you tired of your content not getting the reach it deserves? Change that at Grow With Video Summit. From May 23rd through the 25th, join industry leaders like Gary Vee, Ollie Abdaal, Patrick Bet-David, Cody Sanchez, and more for strategies that will elevate your visibility and engagement. So go to summit.thinkmedia.com to secure your ticket. Just click the link in the description or go to summit.thinkmedia.com.
The greatest enemy to your success is your excuse. What's your excuse? Remaining comfortable. If you are not growing, if you are not evolving for yourself, you can't expect the people who you're trying to get on YouTube with to grow for themselves. What mistakes did you make yesterday that you can learn from? Not just learn from, but improve. When you have content that changes the people who consumes your content, what happens? They now become in your community. Some of us will never go viral. Here's why some of us will never be successful.
Welcome back to the Think Media Podcast. Sean Cannell here, your guide to building a profitable YouTube channel. And today's episode is special because you're going to learn that exact topic. Our guest, Anthony O'Neill, is actually sharing a session on how to monetize you. How do you build a high profit personal brand? And he's really an expert because he has built an online business that's doing over seven figures per year. His YouTube channel is doing almost 2 million views per month, and he's crushing it across platforms. And so if you want to start or grow not just an online brand, but an online brand that makes money, this is definitely an episode you're going to want to stick around until the end for. And actually, this session was recorded at our event, growwithvideolive.com, that happens in Las Vegas. The next event is coming up soon. So if you're interested, just check out the link in the show notes or go to growwithvideolive.com for all the information, including an announcement. We've got Dave Ramsey speaking this year, the original OG content creator. Nobody would probably say that about him, but he really is. I mean, whether the content was radio, VHS, and fast forward to today, he's all over social media and dominating YouTube. He's going to be sharing some insights that we've never heard before because he's never been in this context. So if you want to check that out, growwithvideolive.com is the website. But now let's jump into this episode with Anthony O'Neill.
I grew up with four loving parents, right? Four parents. Two biological parents and two other parents. I hate the term step because God blessed me with four great parents. But here's the thing. Before y'all clap, I ain't done. When he blessed me with the parents, he knew I needed to be around the right parents because I grew up in Church of God in Christ. That's a bunch of black people saying, all right, white people's wise. What does he mean by Church of God in Christ? What does that mean? Let me tell you, Church of God in Christ, we are in church every single day. Monday, we in church, usher practice. Why do I have to practice sitting people down at their chair? I go to school, come home, we got to go to church, what for? You got to go practice sitting people down. What? Tuesday, we're back at church, choir practice. Wednesday, Bible study. Thursday, again, practicing for ushering people to the seats. Friday night, joy night. What's joyful about going to church on Friday night? Saturday is evangelism time, and I was confused as a young kid, but I was like, Mama, what do you mean go talk to strangers? Y'all told me do not talk to strangers. She's like, son, just do what I told you to do. So I get out there evangelizing. Sunday was the full day. Sunday, we go to church at 8 o'clock. We go to church at 10 o'clock. We come home at 11:30, and we have dinner for lunch. Then we take a nap. Then we go back to church at 7 p.m., get home at 10 p.m., and we started right back again on Monday. It was to the point to where, y'all, I'm going to be real with you all because I'm here at this amazing conference and I really want to just give you a little background of where I came from and why I'm on this stage and why I'm so grateful to be on this stage, right? I grew up in a very strong Christian faith home. I couldn't have no music, no Destiny Child, no Boyz II Men, no Usher, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I can get close to R&B music and hip hop music was Kirk Franklin, GP, Are You With Me? You know, that's the only thing I can do. Mary Had a Little Lamb with the remix version. That's all I could do growing up. So can you imagine what happens when I graduate high school and I become a grown man? I didn't kiss no girl. I had hugged no girl. I was scared of girls growing up. My mama said, don't hug no girl. That's the devil. I'm like, well, what are you then? Are we streaming this? We are. Mama, I love you. And so when I graduated high school, can you only imagine what happens to a young black man who's never kissed a girl, hugged a girl, looked at a girl, went on a date with a girl, and all I do is walk onto a college campus with a whole bunch of beautiful, multicultural, black, beautiful, white, mixed, Hispanic ladies. When I walk onto the Hey! What's your name, girl? And she looked at me, she said, well, what's your name? I said, girl, my name is Anthony. She said, ooh, Antonio. I said, say it again. Say it again. Say it again. She said, Antonio, where are you from, girl? I'm wherever you want me to be. Where I need to be from, girl? She was like, girl, he's so funny. I said, girl, you have no idea. She said, papi. I said, girl, say papi one more time. I'm saved, but I'll lose it all for you. Make a long story short, man. She looked at me and she said, well, papi, you have on a t-shirt from Walmart. Those Levi's or Evi's? Those look like Timberlands, but they look like Fimberlands as well. And she said, papi, I don't date broke men. So come holler at me when you have some money. I said, girl, I got $5 in my back pocket. We can go to Burger King and you can have it your way. And she said, Bobby, just come holler at me. I'm going to fast forward because I only have 24 minutes and we get to hear from one of the gurus of this time. And I really want to sit down and learn as well. I was going off to school. I was going off to class, my very first class. And y'all know what's the thing back in the early 2000s. The very first thing when you go to the class on the very first day of college is banks lined up waiting to give you a credit card, put you in a debt, and they get you by saying, hey, we're gonna give you two free large pizzas and a free t-shirt. Just sign up for this credit card. That was the most expensive pizza I've never had in my entire life. Within a matter of 6 months of me graduating high school, I'm $35,000 in debt at the age of 18. $15,000 in student loan debt, didn't even need it because I had my father's GI Bill and a scholarship for the NFL. Yeah, I did play the National Forensics League, not the NFL. $10,000 in credit card debt, $10,000 in furniture debt from Aaron Sales and Lease. I participated in something that just wasn't wise. It wasn't wise for me to do, and unfortunately, it cost me my college experience. I remember going home and I told my mama, you know, I'm a grown man. I got a credit card. She was like, no, you're not. You're not a grown man. I said, Mama, I'm a grown man. She said, no, you're not. I said, Mama, mind your business. I'm still alive today, gratefully, because I hit the floor very easy. but I'll never forget when I got kicked out of school, I lost a job that was attached to school. When I lost that job that was attached to school, I lost my apartment. When I lost my apartment, I went to all my friends who I impressed, the young ladies who I spent $500 on for a Dooney & Burke's purse. Don't even know her name today. Pray for me. All my boys who I put PlayStations and Xbox into my home and flat screen TVs and leather couches that was wet all the time because we were sweating from playing basketball. Everyone who I tried to impress wasn't with me when I really needed them. When I went home, my other father reminded me that I told my mom that I was a grown man. And he said, the only grown man in this house is the one who's sleeping with your mother. So get out of my house. You made the choices. You're going to live with the choices since you think you are a grown man. With all the pride inside of me, I was like, yo, bet, cool, I'm a grown man. I called all my people. No one offered me a place to live my head. At the age of 19, I'm homeless, sleeping in the back of my car in a Walmart parking lot off of Highway 76 in Oceanside, California. I'm sleeping up underneath the light because I was young, I was 19, and scared to sleep in the dark. I was that guy at 19 years old that we all look at. We all judge. Say, oh, he just wants weed. He just wants to buy drugs. He just wants some money to go do something crazy. But I was a guy that was holding up a sign saying, please, I'm hungry. Can I get $5? I know what it feels like to be looked at negatively when seriously, I just wanted something to eat. During that season of my life, I contemplated suicide. I question, is my God even real? How in the world will my God allow me to get into this? I was a guy going to YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, to shower Monday through Friday and having to shower and wash myself with the Dawn dish detergent, not Dove, in the backseat of my car. And I'm in the backseat of my car one day thinking about going to meet up with some friends who really weren't my friends. And I'm in the back seat of that car. And I got the Dawn dish detergent soap in the bucket. And I'm washing myself because I didn't want to go over there funky. And I'm in the back seat of my car. And as I'm washing myself, I see myself with soap suds from the top of my neck all the way down. And I see myself in the rearview mirror. And I said, what am I doing in this car? God said, that's the best question you've asked yourself all 19 years. The key word was, what are you doing in the backseat of this car? He said, in the past, you've blamed them, but you've never looked at yourself and said, what are you doing? I said, God, if you give me another chance, get me up out of this car. I will make sure I will go get all the wisdom, go get all the knowledge and travel around this world and teach people how to avoid the financial mistakes that I made. But before I go do that, I want to get right with you. It was 2003. I rededicated my life back to Christ for myself. And I said, God, you got a new one in me. Haven't made all the right decisions from there. Haven't. Went back home, apologized to my dad, looked at my mom in her eyes, said, yo, I'm not a grown man, but I'm willing to learn from a grown man, your husband. I'm willing to set aside my pride. I'm willing to set aside who I thought I was so I could become who I am destined to become. And when I looked at my father said, bet. He handed me a Dave Ramsey budget form and said, go get on the budget. I said, what am I budgeting? That's the next thing. Go get a job. He said, and while you're at it, you don't have time for friends. You don't have time for girlfriends. You don't have time for associates. You got time for jobs. And I did just that. Got 3 jobs. Worked hard. Got myself 100% out of debt. And I said, yo, I'm done with it. While I was getting out of debt, I met this weird guy, real cool, white old guy named Dave Ramsey. And I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, yo. Come work with me. Love what you're doing. I was like, bet. Best decision ever made in my life. Worked with him for 7 years and traveled around the world teaching people how to get out of debt, how to avoid debt, and how to start building wealth. Today, I'm out on my own. By the grace of God, I was able to learn, go through life, learn, and build a 7-figure multi, whatever y'all want to call it, YouTube business that employs 5 people, all of them minorities. Just want to let y'all know, I'm just a minority fan. And so, y'all, what? No, let me say this again. I, as an African American, can build something, learn something, come back, go back to the community where I was from, and employ those kind of people to build wealth. Yeah, so and so I want to say this, I got 17 minutes. I'm black, I'm a preacher. So you know, black preachers, we can go over. You know, thank you, mother. Now, you know, don't say take your time to a black man. Take your time is like, okay, add 20 more minutes to the clock. No, I want to learn from Gary. And so I really want to talk about how in the world did over the last, I've been on my own now for a year, and how in the world, within this year alone, from, what's this, June? Are we in June yet? No, we're in May. Look at God. Within this year alone, YouTube, my YouTube budget for this year has already surpassed seven figures just from YouTube. Not my speaking engagements, not what I do, but solely just from growing with video. And there are six C's that I want to give you all real quick, because we're here and I was going throughout this conference and man, I was like, yo, I came day one because I want to learn. I want to learn, what can I do better? How can I help more people? How can I serve more people? How can I employ more people? And there are six C's that God gave me that has helped me to build the business that we are building. Here's the very first C, character. Everything we've learned today was about, you know, hey, get on vidIQ, do this. Here's how you make your money. Here's the system. We can learn all that, but if you don't have character, this will not go anywhere. If you're not a young man, a young woman of character, you cannot make a living off of your brand, because you will get to the door, but you won't stay in the door. One of the things I told myself as I was growing this thing, I was like, God, how do I make seven figures? God, how do I make, you know, eight figures? God, how do I make 10 figures? And God said, you're asking me the wrong question. I said, well, what's the right question? He said, ask me for the wisdom and knowledge so that I can give you that information. So when you do get the seven figures, you can keep the seven figures. So when you do get to the analytics and you see what is happening, you have the character to sustain what's happening. And I think oftentimes the reason why some of us, we get a little bit and then we find ourselves going backwards, is because of you. The greatest enemy to your success is not others. It is you.
Imagine being in the room with some of today's top personal brands, video marketing experts, and online entrepreneurs. This year, you will have that chance at growwithvideolive.com. Grow With Video Live is the number one conference for building your personal brand and growing your business with online video. This year's speakers include Dave Ramsey, Pat Flynn, Shalene Johnson, the Think Media team, and many more. So go to growwithvideolive.com to get your ticket today.
When is the last time you looked in the mirror and said, you know what? What am I doing? What am I standing up for? Who am I for? God fearfully and wonderfully made me. He took time in my mother's womb to knit me. He knew I was going to be crazy. He knew I was going to have this issue. He knew this, but he still made me for a purpose. What am I doing to grow this character of mine? And every single day, the very first thing when I do when I wake up, I talk to God. Number two, I talk to myself. Anthony, who are you? What mistakes did you make yesterday that you can learn from? Not just learn from, but improve. You're trying to figure out content. Look at yourself. What is a young man? What is a young woman of character? Especially for us in the whole video space. Let me tell you that. A person of character is someone who will come into this room, sit down, and you know what? I don't know nothing. And learn everything. A young man, a young woman of character is a young person that can come in here and say, you know what? I am successful, but I can be more successful. A person of character is humble. A person of character is loyal. A person of character is loving. A person of character is kind. A person of character is not selfish. A person of character will not accept every brand deal just to get the money, and then you're not serving who God has gave you to serve. How do we monetize our brand? It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with our character. Now, what happens when we have character? Let me show you. It's going to produce change. That's the next C. If you are not growing, if you are not evolving for yourself, you can't expect someone else to grow themselves. You can't expect the people who you're trying to get on YouTube with to grow for themselves. You see, when you have character, that means you're changing. That means you're growing. That means you're evolving. Every single day, I'm asking myself, what am I changing? How am I growing? How am I evolving? How am I maturing? It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with me. What am I reading? What am I consuming? What am I listening to? What gossip am I putting in my ear that it's not producing anything for me? See, when we have character, it produces change on the inside. When we produce change on the inside, here's the next C, write this down, number three, it produces content. Character produces change on the inside. While we are evaluating the inside, it now produces, ooh, I want to talk to them about this. Ooh, God, this is it right here. Ooh, here are the five steps of getting out of debt. Ooh, here are the cameras you need to buy. Ooh, this is so good. It produces content because you focus on growing yourself first. Here's why some of us will never go viral. Here's why some of us will never be successful. It's because you're going out here watching everyone else, copying down their notes, regurgitating what they're saying. But here's the thing, that content didn't change you, and you expect it to change them. You want to change them, change you first. When you change you first, it produces content that will change lives. When you can change lives, you go to the next C. I'm giving it to y'all. I told y'all I'm black, but I'm going to get it out of here. I got 11 minutes. So when you have character, character produces change on the inside. Change on the inside is going to produce content. That content is going to produce change out there. Your content, because it started with you, now produces change with your tribe. When you change your tribe, when you have content that changes the people who consumes your content, what happens? They now become in your community. When they get in your community, here's the last C. Your community now produces currency. That's how you monetize your brand. Oftentimes, what we tend to do is we jump straight to, how do I monetize? How do I get 1,000 subscribers? How do I get this? How do I get affiliates? How do I get brand deals? No, the question is to be, how do you grow? The question is to be, where do you start? What is the foundation of you? I wish a person would try and build my house and start with the roof. But isn't it so funny when they built the house, they go deep down. They get inside the dirt. They put something inside of something that when it rains, it turns into mud. When is the last time you've gotten inside your own dirt, your own mud? Went deep down inside yourself and saying, yo, what do I need to change before I try to change them? And would you change them? Now they're saying, yo, you got to follow that guy, Anthony O'Neill. He crazy. This man, he crazy. Like, for girl, he's screaming at me through the camera. Girl, did you listen to him? He said he don't spend no more than $50 on a date. Girl, better watch out. Yeah, watch out for me. I think oftentimes, you guys, I'm always asked, Anthony, how did you do it? How did you build this brand? How did you build this business? And it's simple. I tell them, yeah, man, I watch Sean's videos all the time. I go out here and I join these masterminds. I'm learning. I'm growing. That's great. I've done it. But before I did any of that, I had to go back and look at myself. I had to go back and ask myself, Anthony, what's your why? Do you just want a lot of money? Do you just want to look good and have a nice car to impress the single ladies because you're single? Do you want drama in your life? Or do you want peace? Do you want joy? Do you want freedom? I want y'all to write this down. We've been talking about vision, and we've been talking about this all week, and I've been trying to make sure I'm not reduplicating what everyone else says, because I was like, man, you know, this is good. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And I said, I'm going to talk to them about my six C's that God has really put inside of me. But when it comes to my character, let me tell you, a good character for me as a single man, I write this down every single day when I think about a family as a single man. I want to be a husband to one woman for the rest of my life. I want to be the best father I can be. I've already saved my wife's wedding ring money. Y'all pray for me. Because I mean, I just believe, like, when I see her, I don't do debt. I don't finance things. That's just part of my brand. I have no problem saying that. So I say, you know, let me go ahead and just save this money. Let me just speak it into existence. It's been in that account for 5 years. I don't know where she at, but Lord Jesus, I'm about to spend that money. And then I'm gonna spend that money. God gonna say, where is she? I'm like, nah, that hurt. I need another 5 years then. You know, I'm already setting money aside for my kids' 529 plan. I'm already saving money so I could be a man of character and be a good man, be a good husband, be a good father, be a good leader. Listen to me. I didn't say perfect. I just said be good. And because of that, that generates my content. It allows me now to produce content that's coming from me. I don't go and watch other people's YouTube, come back home, write it down, get in front of the mirror and practice to be somebody else. No, God made me. And because I spent time studying and really working on me, man, my content comes. And when the content comes, it changes. It changes people. You know why it changes people? Because it changed me. When it changed them, it was like, yo, you got to listen to Anthony O'Neill, man. He got out of debt. He paid off this. He's building wealth. This dude just bought a dream car, paid cash for it. If you rock with him, you rock with him. If you don't, you don't. But you really can't hate on the guy because, I mean, he ain't got no debt. You can call him cheap, but he ain't got no debt. You can't call him broke. Google him. But when you really make that kind of content, you guys, your community will come. When your community comes, so does your currency. Your community will reward you because you changed their life. And you change their life because your life changed. These six C's are going to require you to be uncomfortable. These six C's are going to challenge you. They're going to stretch you. They're going to push you. But let me tell you this. Nothing extraordinary happens with inside of your comfort zone. You want to monetize your brand? You want to make six figures? You want to make seven figures? You want to make eight figures? Heck, some of us in here saying, you know, I just want to leave my job and make $50,000 a year. Cool, great. You need to be uncomfortable. I'm going to leave you all with this story, and then we're going to get up out of here, and I'm going to come get me a seat out here, learn from Gary Vee, and then go home. It was my junior year in high school, Southview High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we didn't dissect frogs back then. Weird. We boiled frogs. Wow. Teacher brings us a pot, brings me some water, and me and my boy at the workstation, and we're just crazy back then. We're sitting looking at this man. She brings us a frog, puts the frog inside of the pot, put the top on top of the pot. And we look at the frog like, yo, bro, you about to die, bro. She said, class, no matter what you do, do not go from 0 to 10 fast. We're going to gradually and slowly go there. Me and my boy are laughing. We about to kill us a frog, bro. This is what's up. This is weird, but this is what's up. Hey, what the Bible say? Thou shalt not kill. We going to kill something today. Sad. I don't really laugh about the story anymore because, I mean, they don't boil frogs anymore. They don't do that in schools. Now they are dissecting. I don't think they dissect frogs really like that anymore. Teacher says go from 0 to 2. We go from 0 to 2. The frog is bouncing around the pot. We go from 2 to 4. The frog is bouncing around the pot. We go from 4 to 6. Frog is still bouncing. The teacher says, hey, come to the front of the classroom. Turns on the TV and she's teaching us about frogs. We're watching this, you know, this video. We go back to our workstation. The frog stopped jumping. The frog then was just chilling in the pot. We go from 6 to 8. Frog went to sleep. Respectfully, I raise my hand and say, teach, I have the dumbest frog. It went to sleep. I need a new frog. And she said, is everyone's frog's eyes closed? And look down. Everyone said, yes, cool. Come back up. We go back to our workstations. We go to 10. We boil the frog. I get emotional. I start crying. I raise my hand and say, teach, what just happened? She said, Mr. O'Neill, that's the best question you've asked all semester long. She said, class, if you know anything about frogs, frogs get comfortable in the heat. 2 years later, I'm sleeping in the back seat of my car, and when I saw myself in the rearview mirror, God looked at me and said, you've become the frog. I said, what do you mean I've become the frog? I'm wide awake. He said, son, the frog didn't die in its sleep. The frog died in its comfort zone. Grow with life. Write this down. Don't allow your comfort zone to become your kill zone. Don't allow the very same thing that is comfortable, that feels like protection, be the very same thing that kills your opportunity to monetize your brand, to go after your dreams. Don't allow the things that are comfortable be the things that kill your future. The greatest enemy to your success is your excuse. What's your excuse? Remaining comfortable. How do we get outside of being comfortable? We start with our character. When we get to our character, it will change us. It will stretch us. When it changes us, it will produce content. When we produce content, it will change lives. When we change lives, it builds community. When we build community, we build currency. We can't get to currency if we're not willing to be uncomfortable.
Well, listen, Anthony O'Neill dropped some fire in that episode. And if you're on the YouTube version of the podcast, let me know your biggest takeaway in the comments. If you're on audio, maybe leave a review. If you've never reviewed the podcast, it's super easy on Spotify. You just click the stars, just go into your app, go up there, click 5 stars would be my preference, but whatever you ethically and honestly feel you're getting out of the Think Media podcast. And by the way, if you haven't picked up your ticket for growwithvideolive.com, our in-person event that's happening in Las Vegas, April 24th through the 26th at the M Hotel, do so soon because capacity is limited and this event will sell out. So we have limited tickets remaining. Dave Ramsey, Shalene Johnson, Pat Flynn, and so many other incredible speakers. You're not going to want to miss it. If you're serious about starting or growing a successful YouTube channel, if you're serious about using online video to build your brand or your business, this is a no-miss event. The website is growwithvideolive.com, or of course, you could check out the link in the podcast show notes. I do want to send my heartfelt appreciation for you listening to this podcast, especially on YouTube. If you're still here, that's kind of insane, right? Because you probably jump off, you go watch another video, but on audio, the retention's a little bit longer. You might be like working out and you just can't get to your phone yet to switch to another episode. And so seriously, if you're hearing my voice right now, it means the world to me that you're a part of the Think Media podcast community, that you're here. And I do want to thank you and say, I appreciate you. And I believe in you. This podcast is for you to give you the tools and the tactics and the trends so that you can succeed with online video. So subscribe if you're not subscribed, because we have incredible episodes coming soon. Until then, this is the Think Media Podcast. My name is Sean Cannell, your guide to building a profitable YouTube channel. And we will talk soon.